This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
This is Pollyhood, brought to you by Tangata Atumotu Trust.
Talo falava malo leini sabulava naka kiora na talo hani konichiwa niha ma warm Pacific greetings and a massive hello to each and every one of you. You're here on the Pollyhood show with Sam and Sapphire. How are you doing, my brother?
I am good, and happy New Year's to everyone. We're back, 2021 January. We're back, and we have an awesome show, and it's ready for you all. Special guests that we have on show, and Sam, you can introduce our guest. That'd be awesome.
A very good friend of mine, fams, we have on the show for you today, Nate Viniale from the Refugees. So you've heard the song, we've played it before, but we're going to play it for you one more time before we have the big man in the studio with us this afternoon. This is Stina from the Refugees.
Everyone, and welcome back to the show. As promised, we have Nate from the Refugees in with us. Sam, I'm a bit lost for words because it feels like we're talking to a celebrity, because I was just listening to the song as we drove from the Abel Tasman to Christchurch, and I was playing Stina on continuous for a while, and we're actually talking to Nate, who sings the song. So, welcome to the show, Nate.
Sure, bro. I don't think I'm a celebrity, but I'm just glad to be here on your amazing show with you amazing people.
Thank you. We really appreciate your time. Sam normally starts us off with three questions just to help our audience get to know you a little bit better. So, Sam, I'll hand it to you to fire those away.
Sweet. Nate, first question for you would be, what is your favorite food?
Oh, this is a tough question, because for me, food is life. That's a fact. And I want to be cheeky and say the best food is free food. It just tastes better when it's free, bro, honestly. I'm a mains kind of guy, so anything meaty, anything full on, like my dessert is a mains as well. So yeah, right. I'll take anything that's pretty, like, I mean, lately it's been barbecue season, so lamb chops. I'll take some of those. Yeah.
Lamb chops, I like that. Mm. Second question would be, what is your favorite movie?
Favorite movie? Mm. Oh, that's another tough one. Off the bat, one of my top five movies would have to be Nacho Libre. That's definitely up there. Yeah. I love Beauty and the Beast as well, the animation, the first one. That's a big movie on my family.
Yeah.
What do you think of the live action one?
The live action one is, it's because what they've done with it is because it's live action, they're sort of heading towards a theater type of movie. So they've added extra songs in there and stuff, which is all right. But I'm just I grew up with the animation. So it's like, that's, to me, that's always going to be number one. But I didn't mind the what they did with the live action.
Nice.
And our final question for you, Nate, would be, like, this might be a hard one for you because you're a musician, but if you were to get a ticket to see any live concert of a past or present musician, who would you like to go and watch?
Wow, that is that's probably the toughest of them all. Although there's so many artists that I want to mention, I mean, I'd love to go to a Luther Vandross concert. I'd love to go to a Ronnie Jordan concert as well. But the number one I have to say is Bob Marley. Eh? Like, to be at a Bob Marley concert, like, that'll be all time high, like, for sure.
He ended up, like, performing in New Zealand, eh? Was it back in, like, the 80s or 70s or something?
I think it was in the late 70s. He came to New Zealand and he performed. And that's pretty much where the beginning of the Herbs came in. So around that time, like, the Herbs were around that time. So, like, Bob Marley was a big influence in the reggae scene in New Zealand, but just because of, like, the message that he was putting across, it resonated with a lot of the Pacific Island and Māori people here in New Zealand. So, Bob Marley concert would be awesome, man. Like, that'll be amazing.
Nice. I guess to start things off, as I said, Nate here from the Refugees, first interviewee of the year, 2021. Nate, how was the Refugees formed?
That's a good question. My cousin Teuta, who's the lead singer of the band, she was getting married. Her wedding was back in 2013, I believe.
Mm.
And she wanted to put together a band for the wedding, but she didn't want any singers. She sort of wanted she wanted to get musicians together and they can play and they get the shine, because a lot of the times the singers are the ones that get recognized. So she hit up a few boys that she knew through a Cook Island church here in Melbourne, and she asked them if they wanted to come play. And so I think it was four of them that started off. They played at the wedding, and she had written a song for her husband. So they learned that song, and the fact that when they did it, it like popped off quite quickly with them, like everything clicked. They all sort of had that feeling like, yeah, this could actually go somewhere. So they decided that they were going to keep going with it. And that was back in 2013 for her wedding. And and then from there, just everything just rolled on.
Cool. How many people, how many in your band at the moment?
In the band at the moment, we have five members. Yep. My cousin Teuta Manu, she's the lead singer and pretty much the songwriter of the band. Our drummer, his name is Nga. He's from Dunedin. He's a Cook Island guy as well, and he's our drummer. Morris, our bass player, another Cook Island boy from Auckland, I believe. And then we got Simon, brother Frank, on the keys. And then it's myself on guitar and backing vocals. So there's five of us at the moment. But we drag in a few extra BVs every now and then if we're doing a bigger concert or maybe another guitarist or something. Like, we've got a few people that are connected to the band that we can sort of drag in for a gig or two, which is cool.
Awesome. Hey, can you tell us what's behind the name, The Refugees?
Yeah, so what had happened was after their wedding, there was a few, there's a band that was based here in Melbourne called T-Rhythm, and they used to do they used to do sivas here in the southeast of Melbourne. And what they would do is they would like have opening acts before their band played. And they offered, because they knew like our drummer was their drummer as well, so they offered a spot for them. And they told my cousin, they went in, you're like, sweet, we'll do the gig. And then literally just before the gig, the guy, the MC's like, what's your name? and they're like, oh, no one thought about it, eh? Like,
yeah.
And because the boys go to a church called House of Refuge here in Melbourne, they decided, oh, what about the refugees? And there was, at the start, it was T and the Refugees. So that's because, yeah. I think like my cousin was just like, oh, what about T and the boys? Just like, you know, real basic. It's just me as T and the boys. And like, yeah, so we were known as T and the Refugees for a long time. But yeah, the Refugees part comes from the fact that the boys in there all come from a church called the House of Refuge.
Nice. I like hearing the background stories of names of groups and how they came to. With asked this question of most of the people that have been on our show who are musicians, but do you have like a musical process behind, do you have like a sort of ritual or process you do when you're coming up with songs and stuff? Like, where do you get your inspiration in that from?
Me personally, I guess sometimes there is like a certain pattern that you try to follow to make it happen, but I know a lot of the times, some of us just off the cuff, and you sort of don't know what's happening until it happens. Like with the song Stina, the story behind that is that we were practicing for a gig and we had a smoker break. And so the boys went out for a smoke, and I jumped on the guitar because I was trying to learn that Childish Gambino song, This Is America, like the guitar parts in it, and I couldn't figure it out. But I sort of came up with this little tune that was playing, and my cousin Tuda goes, hey, keep playing that. And so I kept playing it, and she goes, okay, cool. Yeah, keep playing. So when the boys came back in, I was like, hey, let's play this because Tuda's onto something. And then literally 45 minutes later, maybe, we had that song written down, like, and we were just jamming with the boys, just finding different parts to the songs and stuff like that. So yeah, within less than an hour, we had the chorus, the verses written, like, ready to go, and we structured the song. And, like, that's what I mean, like, when it comes to creating music, sometimes we try and follow a pattern. Like, I usually go for chords and melody first, and then I might write to it. But there's times when, like that, you just don't know, it just comes up. And my cousin's like that, man. Her pen is really like proficient. She can easily write a song within 10-15 minutes. So yeah, it's just catching that vibe at the same time with the music and trying to make it match what she's singing. So
that's crazy, because we play Stina quite a bit, and well, we've played Stina like a few times on the show now, including today. But yeah, hearing how that song came about, man, I reckon you should try to learn chords from other songs more often.
You just said that she can write another song. Eh? I'll just casually play the guitar and play another random song, like see if she starts writing something.
Yeah.
Just sticking to Stina, and we're very thankful to your group for letting us play the song. just you guys, the actual tune of the song was written first, and then you said that your cousin, was it your cousin that wrote the lyrics?
Yeah, she wrote the lyrics.
So I was just wondering, yeah, what's the story behind the lyrics?
Yeah, so that song, the Stina is Te Uta's oldest daughter.
Okay, yeah.
At the time, she was probably, I mean, she's nearly, oh, I don't want to get this wrong, but I think she's turning 5 this year.
Yeah.
4 or 5, I think she's around that age. So maybe when we wrote that, she might have been 2, you know, and like, I guess my cousin really wanted to, like, what's the word for it? Have some advice in the song for her daughter, you know, like, that's what the song's about. Like, it's about her sort of giving her daughter that, those words of advice to, you know, like, don't go chasing the streetlights, as you know, like, don't go, you know, like that kind of thing. Like, she really wanted to make sure that she's got a message to portray to her, to her daughter. So it just happened to be to a really jumpy sort of.
So Stina is your niece,
yes.
Am I right?
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, technically, yeah. Technically, she's my cousin, eh? It's cracked up.
Yeah.
But she's my niece, and she's like a little ball of energy. Like, yeah, she's amazing. She's really fearless. Like, yeah she's nonstop, man. So it's awesome. Cool.
And we've also watched the video clip on YouTube a few times. Who's all in there? Is that family, friends?
Yeah, so that video, we pretty much did it really last minute, and it's pretty much whoever could come through, to be fair.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of family members from the band, family members from sort of people that have been following us for a while as well. We wanted to try and get them in, but there's also a few people that we invited to be a part of it. They're called the Drams Fam. They're a YouTube channel that's a couple of families that are based here in Melbourne, Samoan families, and they're really closely related. So they do a lot of content, and they've been to some of our gigs, and we've seen them vibe out to that song live. So we asked them to come and be involved. And so the main character, Jenny is her name, I think. Yeah, Jenny.
She's on the front of the cover, right?
Yeah, she's the one on that picture on the cover. So that we're thankful that the Drams Fam were able to come through and be involved as well. Like, we did this all last minute just to try and beat deadlines. And we pretty much came up with that concept that week, and then sort of just tell everyone to come, whoever can come. So yeah, it's mainly family, friends, and from the band and stuff, eh? And
oh, to be honest, it wouldn't be a Pacific production if it wasn't last minute. But
sticking to our roots, and
exactly. Yeah, well, can you come help us? We're shooting a video. Can you come help us? Oh, when?
Exactly.
In 40 minutes.
Yeah, like now. Can you come now?
Can you come now? I like it. Well, the video certainly doesn't look that way. Like, it looks so it looks very vibey, very colorful. Yeah. Everyone just looks like they're just having an awesome time.
Yeah,
and I think it's just due to the song being so catchy.
Yeah. Yeah, we definitely, it was definitely a vibe that day. Like, the whole plan was, let's just do this and we'll have a big barbecue at the same time. You know, like, let's get together, have a feed, and we'll try and make some scenes for the video. And special shout out to Alisa and the team at Kainga Media, because they're the ones that put it together. But we just, a lot of the time it was like, what else can we do? You know, like, let's play some basketball and make this happen. Okay, let's get the kids playing on the playground. And it was really just a bit of a hit and miss on the day. So let's try this, and if it doesn't work, okay, we'll try something else. But everyone that turned up, they really came and added energy to their vibe, because you can see it in the video. Like, there's not too many of them there, but, you know, they're having a really good time. So, yeah, it was a good time.
Nice. So, with 2021 and the, you know, borders and that all being in lockdown, and the obvious, because you're in Australia, and with a lot of the states going in lockdown and stuff, what do you guys have planned this year? Do you guys have anything planned this year that coming up, or?
Well, we haven't been together for a while because of these restrictions here and stuff, but We've got a gig coming up at the end of this month for my sister's 30th birthday.
Yeah.
So that's going to be like, that's kind of like our next thing that we're working towards. But a lot of what we're going to do this year, hopefully to start off 2021, is we need to catch up with a lot of this recorded music that needs to get out there. Mm. So like I said, the band started 2013.
Yeah.
When I joined in 2014, we had like, I think within that year, there was two original songs that we came up with, and both of those songs aren't released like commercially yet. So we're still working on the recording side of it, and we were aiming to have a EP done by the middle of last year before COVID hit. So I guess that's sort of what we'll be doing, is like, we still got to record this music and get it out there, because people have been waiting for these songs for like 5+ years. And they keep asking every time we have a gig and stuff, or we play at a wedding, we play the songs, and like, oh, yo, where can I listen to that song? And our best answer is like, I hope you recorded it on your phone, because that's the only way you're going to be able to listen to it. So we got to get these songs out there. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But there's also like, I guess for us, we need to be better stewards of that time. Like, these songs have been sitting there, and we've had the chance to get them recorded, but for whatever reason, they're not recorded yet. So hopefully we can sort of just actually put that stuff into play this year, get that stuff recorded. And like, if we record those songs and get them out there, then it's like we can start creating new music as well. Like, it's like, I know my cousin really wants to get this stuff done so that she can start writing again. Like, just so it's like we're not leaving stuff unfinished, sort of buzz. So, yeah, hopefully we record. We'll be recording again soon with the band.
Nice. Just kind of step away from the refugees real quickly. What got you into music, or how long have you been, you know, doing music yourself?
Good question. I believe, well, I see it like, I grew up with music, as in, like, it's in our cultures, obviously, as Pacific Islanders. Like, I've always seen that music was a way that history was passed down through our culture.
Yeah.
So growing up in New Zealand, growing up with, like, in school, like, we used to always sing Māori songs and stuff at school, coming up through primary school, or any songs, really, a lot of songs, but there was a lot of, like, Māori music, and, you know, through school, like kapahaka type of stuff. And also when, like, growing up on my grandma's side, my mum's side, being Tokelauan, like, there was a lot of, like, the music around us at a young age. Yeah, that's how it started off, like, mainly through culture and church, and then just, like, yeah, with all the boys at school and stuff. I hope that answered your question.
Yeah, it did. We're slowly running out of time, but I could just talk to you for ages, Nate, but just, do you have any shout-outs you'd like to give while you're here?
Obviously, quick shout out to the rest of the band, to the refugees here in Melbourne. Special shout out to my families and my family in Porirua and Wellington, to my grandma and the family at Garboard Lane. Special shout out to my son in Wellington as well, the Danian. Shout out to you. Miss you guys. Shout out to anyone that loves the songs too, like anyone that's been playing the music on Spotify or YouTube and that, man. Shout out to you guys. And shout out to everyone listening. Shout out to Christchurch, you know. I know you guys are not as good as Wellington, but shout out to Christchurch.
And
we love you guys too.
And
we'll let's edit back. That out.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Nate, for coming onto the show today. It's been awesome chatting to you. hopefully we'll be getting that new music.
So yes, we can yes.
play some new
hopefully
songs.
Soon. Yes.
But yes, all the best to you and the refugees for the rest of 2021. From Seth and I, again, thank you so much for coming on the show. Blessings to you, brother.
Thanks for having me, guys. Much love.
See you.
Thank you.
Are you interested in taking part in or learning more about Pacifica Crafting?
Join the Island Breeze Social Club each Tuesday afternoon.
Call the friendly staff at Tangata Atumotu Trust on 0800 727 434 for further details or to arrange for a pickup.
Man, that was great to actually talk with Nate because, as I was saying at the intro, I was traveling, basically road tripping with Eva, and like Stina like played it a couple of times during our road trip, and man, that song is catchy and I love it.
And so you didn't even know that we're going to be interviewing Nate today.
Yes, I didn't know. A bit of a surprise that Sam put on me, but that's absolutely fine with me. I'm happy with that.
Oh, you know what else you should put on?
What?
Nah, I was going to say another shirt. For those of you who can't see, Joe's wearing a singlet.
I'm wearing a singlet. It's very hot. I've just come from Gisborne, just driven. Feels like all up about 16 hours to get here and do this show. So forgive me for wearing a singlet here, Sam, on the Zoom chat.
You're forgiven.
All right, awesome. If you've missed this show or any of our other shows, you're welcome to download our podcasts free from the Sam Zephyr Radio page or from the Plains FM website. We're also on Spotify. Look us up, Sam Zephyr Radio, or the Polyhood Show, to download those podcasts. But yes, please do have an awesome weekend. I know some of you will be just coming home from holidays, just like myself. So please be safe on the roads. But we will catch you up on the dose as well, Mondays. And, of course, next week live, Fridays, 4 p.m., the Poly Show. From Sam and I, have an awesome weekend.
That was Polyhood, proudly sponsored by Tangata Atumotu Trust. To find out more about us, call 03-377-2016 or find us online at tat.org.nz.